This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today, for those of you perhaps unaware, is Amazon Prime Day. So is tomorrow. You tell me how a day can be 2 days long. I got nothing. But since Amazon launched it in 2015, a whole lot of other retailers have started offering deals of their own for Prime Day. But this year, giant conglomerate and everybody else, they're all up against the same problem, tight supply chains. Marketplace's Mario Segarra is on that one.
Other retailers have started offering discounts on Prime Day because a lot of the products Amazon is discounting, you only need one of. Like, you see a lot of vacuum cleaners.
Which is a, you know, for consumers, is a once every few to several years purchase. So it's the opportunity to capture that sale.
That's Chris Considine at the consulting firm Alex Partners. The question for those retailers and for Amazon is how many of these items do they have in stock? Supply chains are a mess between the factory shutdowns and shortages of raw materials and computer chips and shipping containers. That's made it hard for retailers to build up inventory ahead of Prime Day, including the ones who sell through Amazon.
I've worked with certain sellers on Amazon in the last few months, and they've been scrambling to get the product ready for today.
If retailers don't have a lot of inventory, their deals may disappear fast. Casey Runyon is managing editor at the website Brad's Deals, which tracks retailer discounts. She says, as an example,
as I've been working today, had two laptop deals sell out within, you know, an hour or so of posting. So I think, you know, laptops have definitely been, you know, one of the biggest supply chain disruption sort of items.
Amazon declined an interview, but said it is offering more deals this year than last. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.